USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House climate envoy John Kerry is now saying it is feasible after he was asked about President Biden's plan to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
Will we probably exceed it? I suspect yes. I think a lot of us will wind up exceeding the predictions we're making, because we're measuring predictions by the economies we have today and by the technologies we have today.
President Biden made the pledge during the first day of a two-day virtual climate summit. He told the leaders of 40 different countries he will create jobs and he'll help improve the economies of different countries around the world. Texas has announced that it's reversed its ban on spiritual advisors entering the state's execution chambers. The reversal comes 2 years after the state banned any chaplain from entering the execution chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The Senate has passed a measure to combat the rise in anti-Asian hate crimes. Both parties came together to pass legislation sponsored by Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono. It's designed to address a recent surge in Asian American violence that was spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
The important thing for our AAPI community is that we stand with you, and we will continue to stand with you to prevent these kinds of crimes from happening in our country.
The vote was 94-1. The bill now goes to the House, where passage is expected. The new legislation creates a new position at the Justice Department that focuses on reporting of anti-Asian motivated crimes. The final agreement includes compromised language from Republicans who had initially expressed concern with some of the earlier drafts. Hundreds of mourners gathered for the funeral of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb. Reverend Al Sharpton said, "We're going to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act."
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A star from the L.A. Lakers is in trouble after tweeting a photo that appeared to show the officer in the fatal police shooting of a 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio. Underneath the caption, "You're next." USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
NBA basketball player LeBron James posted a photo of the police officer who allegedly killed a 16-year-old girl in Columbus, Ohio, with the message, "You're next." But Columbus Interim Police Chief Michael Wood says body cam video of the incident showed the female with a knife who was shot by the officer was attempting to stab the other female in the video. LeBron James has since deleted the tweet, saying the hate it generated was too much. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia says it will end its military buildup for exercises near Ukraine's eastern border by May. They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with the military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.